this Saturday at German's Villa in Vermilion. We were just talking about Cliff and the fine folks at German's Villa. We were there, what, about almost 2 years ago now. It was almost a month after we launched the show.
Yeah.
And there were Polish dignitaries there, right?
That's right, yeah. It was our first official remote here for Bullseye on the Afternoon. So German's Villa will always have that special place in our heart for sure.
That's right. No, we had all kinds of fun there. Actually, Cliff greeted us the second that we walked in. We had a lot of fun there, and there's some great food, great drink there. And that's one of the reasons why you're here in studio with us, to talk about the spaghetti dinner fundraiser and benefit that takes place this Saturday at German's Villa. Let's begin with the story and who exactly this is going to benefit. Some of you may know the story tuning in out there today. Some of you may not. It's Cameron Colahan. And she's got a form of pediatric cancer, and that's who this benefits.
Right, right. It's a rare form of pediatric cancer. I think we initially heard about it, I think it might have been in September. It was during the football season. Her dad is the varsity football coach, and he took over for Matt Coble. And, you know, he's such a great guy, and, you know, we just found out about it. And, I mean, it's... You know, it was kind of like in mentioning, like just in passing, I talked to Cliff one day because I work at the middle school in Vermilion. He was just there one day and I said, you know, I really feel like we need to do something for Cam, for the family. You know, this is a big battle, you know, but what can we do to help them? And, you know, he's got German's Villa, and he was like, we're going to have it at German's Villa. You know, let's get it rolling. And I mean, it kind of just took off from there. We have a large group of ladies. It's a huge group effort. And we've just been, you know, we've been on social media, on Facebook. We have a couple of pages that we started up, and that's kind of where we got the ball rolling, really got people going to, you know, find out about it.
How long did it take for this all to come together? It seems like for something like this, it's pretty easy for folks to get behind and come together and try and find out what they can do to help.
It came together really quickly. I mean, like, we put it out there. We started up a Cam Colahan benefit page, Helper, or a helper page on Facebook, and just had a bunch of volunteers just reach out right away, you know, what can I do? And we sat down at German's, had a couple of meetings, and just kind of just assigned some, you know, some duties. You know, you're going to handle silent auction, you're going to handle the baskets. And then, I mean, from there, people just started just, it was like a flood of, you know, people just, you know, hey, what can I do? What can I give you? What can I donate? And, you know, I mean, it was initially put together because, you know, I mean, you know, you kind of want somebody, you want to do something for somebody that you would want done for yourself if you were in the same position. But they're such a great family. She's such a great girl. And I mean, they've always stepped up and given to people. So, you know, we really wanted to give back to them. And, you know, we know the treatments are expensive. You know, I talked to her mom, Amy, and you know, basically just told her, hey, you know, this money is for whatever you need. If it's to make a house payment while you're, you know, if you're in Houston, wherever you need to go, whatever you need to do to get Cam healthy, go, you know, and we're going to try to help get you covered.
Well, and it's this Saturday, that's January 12th. And, you know, you were telling us before we came on the air that about a week ago, you weren't quite sure what the outcome was going to be or what the turnout was going to be rather. And now, I mean, you guys don't have many tickets left, do you?
No. I mean, people are asking, are you going to be selling at the door? And we really don't know if we're going to have, I mean, we might have 50 left out of 700. So, and I think about a week ago, we were looking at maybe a couple hundred that were sold, and it just, out of nowhere, it was like, wait a minute, we're almost sold out.
Wow.
So it's exciting.
Well, it's exciting, and man, did that take off. And you guys have made this readily available on social media. You can find it all over the place. And I know that you guys have been selling tickets to this as well at some of the varsity athletic events. And, you know, again, this seems like something that the entire community would certainly get behind pretty quickly. It's certainly not the lightest of subjects, but it's going to be a night of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's... You know, we've got local entertainment, Toby Koth. He's from Vermilion. He's going to be our DJ for the evening. You know, Cliff is donating the food. You know, it's going to be a great night. I think we're setting up a selfie station for Cam and all of her friends, you know, any kids that want to come and just have a good time, you know. And we have probably upwards of 35 baskets, like large baskets that people from the area have donated.
what kinds of baskets are we talking about here? Because every time we talk about an event like this, we get excited about what our listeners are envisioning. You know, what kinds of baskets are out there? I mean, if you're going to this thing, you're going there to contribute to a wonderful cause. But the baskets are always a nice addition.
They really are. I mean, we've actually received things from the Cleveland Browns, from the Cavaliers. I know one of the baskets contains a Larry Nance Jr. hat that's signed with a COA with it. I know Riddell Sports has donated an authentic Ohio State and Cleveland Browns helmet. We have a paddle board. We have junior water skis. I mean, it's all across the board. A lot of local Vermilion companies have donated, just made baskets. There's so many things, and a ton of door prizes as well.
I think that's the beauty of what you guys are doing here, too. I mean, one, obviously the proceeds go to help Cam and everything her fight and her family's going through right now at this time. But, I mean, it's more than just the spaghetti dinner. I mean, I know you guys are having the 50-50 raffle there as well. So, I mean, there's a number of things that people can go not just have dinner and get involved in with as well, like the 50-50 raffle and the silent auction.
Those are always fun, too.
Yeah, no kidding, especially when you end up on the right side of them.
Exactly.
Again, Leslie Colasar is our guest. She's joining us here in studio on Bullseye on the Afternoon, talking about this Saturday's spaghetti dinner fundraiser and benefit. The proceeds will benefit Cam Colahan and her family as she fights a rare form of pediatric cancer. And, you know, I think it's the gathering, too, which is very, very important. You know, we talk a lot about the fundraising that's going on here, but the event itself, I think, if for no other reason, you know, support can be contributed in so many ways. I mean, if you don't have anything to donate monetarily, you know, emotionally, you can support this just by showing up. And, you know, that's not just done through adults. It seems like the kids kind of get behind this as well.
Yes. Yeah, we've been selling tickets at the high school during lunch periods as well. I mean, she's got a lot of family or a lot of friends. A lot of kids are hopping on board to help out. The senior football players, they're going to be busing and running garbage. And, you know, they're donating their time because they love Brett, her dad. We've got cheerleaders that are going to be going through the crowd selling the Chinese raffle tickets. It's just going to be a good evening. You know, somebody said to me a few weeks back, and it was like, you know, I mean, we take care of our own. That's what we do, you know. And, I mean, and Cam is one of our own, and we want to take care of her and her family.
And it says a lot about that entire Vermilion community, doesn't it?
It does.
And, you know, we've seen it firsthand. Yeah. We mentioned our experience at Germans before, but not just that. You know, in our experience, even on the Saturday Sports Wrap-Up Show, you know, how that community certainly comes together and the games that we've called in the Vermilion area as well. Just how quickly something like this comes together, it says a lot about that community.
It does. It does. I mean, and her mom and dad, they're transplants. You know, he's from Monroeville, she's from New London. And, I mean, and they know a lot of people. But, you know, I mean, in Vermilion, it's, you know, you kind of dig your roots in there, and we take care of each other.
Well, you mentioned that there aren't many tickets that are still available. And, you know, this is a spaghetti dinner, correct?
It is.
Okay. So spaghetti being the main course, what else is being offered here?
Salad and rolls.
Okay.
There's free pop, coffee, and there's a cash bar as well.
Free coffee.
And desserts.
And desserts.
Yep, we're donating
that's
desserts.
Very important.
Yes.
Yeah, that
gotta have the
good
sweet stuff.
Okay, well, we sampled some of Cliff's sweet stuff when we were out there when the Polish dignitaries were there. But, all right, desserts just can't go unnoticed on this show.
Right.
We
right
always talk about desserts on this show. And you mentioned that the desserts are being donated. Any idea what kinds of desserts that we're talking about here? Any idea?
Oh, my gosh. Cupcakes, cookies, pies, all kinds of, I think, strawberry jello pretzel salads. I mean, there's a large array of desserts.
See, that's a very underrated dessert. That's strawberry pretzel jello salad.
Yeah.
You hear that out there, and you probably think, how in the world do those three elements come together? Oh, trust me, they do.
They do.
And they're good. Some people even put some yogurt or whipped cream in there. You ever had that?
Yeah, I've had it a couple times. I enjoy it, but I'm old-fashioned, too. You had me at cupcakes. And the first thing you said there, I was like, oh, who doesn't love a good cupcake or cookie? So, I mean, it sounds like this is going to be a whole lot of fun from start to finish over there.
And again, this Saturday, Germans Villa, what time does it take place?
It's from 6 p.m. to 11.
Okay, so you guys will be out there basically all night long.
Yeah, all night long.
And if our listeners out there are wondering how they can get a hold of you to see if they can get their paws on the final few tickets that remain, I mean, you guys are getting awfully close to selling this thing out. Where could they go to find tickets?
Well, right now at Vermilion High School on Thursday from 5 to 7, we're doing a basket pickup, and we're also going to have tickets available there as well. And any that might be left over after that, we'll have them that night at the benefit at the door.
Okay. And if someone's out there listening right now wondering if they could donate a basket, can they go through those same channels to try and get a hold of you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have the Cam Cullahan benefit page on Facebook, and also the helper page. They're pretty easy to find. And just hop on there and just get in touch with any of us, and we'll put you in the right direction.
Very good. Well, we expect to see a lot of you out there this Saturday at German's Villa. It'll be a good time, and it's for an incredible cause. Leslie, this is a lot of fun. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us here in studio.
Thank you.
All righty. Again, check it out this Saturday. It'll be at German's Villa all Saturday night long. It's a spaghetti dinner fundraiser and benefit. Proceeds will benefit Cam Cullahan as she continues her battle against a rare form of pediatric cancer.